This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
The 2010 census revealed that Lexington's Latino population has doubled in the past decade. As WUKY's Cassidy Harrington reports, Latino media has grown accordingly to meet the needs of a now thriving community.
That high-energy voice shouting through your speakers belongs to Salvador Flores. He's the afternoon host for Explosiva 940 AM, Lexington's local Spanish-language radio station. He says the music he plays transports listeners back to their native countries. Flores is from Aguascalientes, Mexico, and he came to Lexington in 2006. Flores started DJing when the station first went on the air.
I'm always on the microphone saying, "Hey, what's going on? What's up with you today? We are going to make money today, and we have to be happy always. I mean, because I'm the DJ, I'm the radio host, and I have to provide them like tengo que mandar mensajes positivos todos los días."
Flores said, "I have to send positive messages every day." The local bilingual newspaper, La Voz, is also engaging Lexington's Spanish-speaking community. Here's editor Andres Cruz.
Through our Facebook page, this conversation, this forum has expanded. So now we get a lot of feedback.
Cruz says Facebook has become an open forum for asking about things like finding a good place to eat in town or how to get connected to an immigration lawyer.
Digital media also has been a good bridge for us to be in a closer contact with our audience.
Cruz says La Voz tries to keep a balance between advocacy and journalism. The paper covers news like local businesses, public rallies, as well as international news. Language aside, the primary goals of Latino media outlets are the same as any other media organization. They serve to inform, entertain, and engage the community, and sell advertising.
La Casa de Alado. Muy pronto. Por Telemundo.
Television is another format that has benefited from the growing market niche. Inside Communications spokesperson Jason Keller says that when the company took over Lexington's cable system in 1999, Spanish language programming wasn't available. Telemundo and Univision arrived on Lexington's cable TV in 2000. Now more than 25 Spanish language channels are on the air.
You know, as we continue to see Spanish-speaking audiences grow across and the Latino population grow across Fayette County and Kentucky, I think we're going to continue to see more and more of those types of programming options available.
Advertisements on Lexington Spanish language channels come from local businesses like grocery stores and car dealerships. And if you turn on a Spanish-language radio or TV station, you just might catch Mitt Romney rolling his R's to sway Latino voters.
Romney cree en nosotros.
Soy Mitt Romney, y apruebo este mensaje. Muchas gracias.
Andres Cruz, publisher of La Voz, says the local media reflect the involvement and visibility of Latinos in the community.
We are not segregated, isolated, hiding in the shadows.
Explosiva and La Voz have goals to expand to reach more listeners and readers. With the growing Latino population in Kentucky and a growing advertising appeal, their growth will likely follow. For WUKY News, I'm Cassidy Harrington. So